Hey everyone, and welcome back for another deep dive.
Yeah.
Today's going to be very interesting.
Interesting in what way?
It's going to be interactive, thought-provoking, and all about you.
Oh, okay. I like that.
We're going to be exploring BeSpatial, right?
Be spatial.
This new virtual reality platform focused on mental health and career development for young people.
Okay.
But here's the really cool part. Our source material today.
Okay.
It isn't a research paper or a news article or anything like that.
What is it?
It's actually a podcast episode.
A podcast episode.
Yeah, it's called Your Voice Matters, Shaping the Future of BeSpatial.
Oh, that's interesting. Using a podcast as the source material.
It is. And it's like BeSpatial's reaching out through this podcast,
Okay.
asking questions directly to you, the listener.
Oh, so we are going to be going through the questions in the podcast.
Exactly. They want to know what you need, what challenges you face, and how they can build a platform that truly makes a difference in your life.
So it's like BeSpatial is using this podcast to get feedback directly from their target audience.
Yeah, and that's where you come in.
Okay, how so?
We want to use this deep dive to unpack the questions posed in this podcast episode
Okay.
and hopefully spark some insightful reflections for you along the way.
Oh, I like that, making it interactive for our listeners.
Exactly.
Well, let's dive right in.
Okay.
The episode starts by asking about you,
Oh.
like your age, where you live, what you do for work. Your access to tech.
That makes sense. It's important to know who they're talking to.
Yeah, and it might feel like just a survey at first, but it's actually much deeper than that.
How so?
Well, it's about recognizing that everyone's starting point is different.
You're right. A 16-year-old in a rural area will have different needs and challenges than, say, a 25-year-old living in a city.
Exactly. And BeSpatial seems to be building a platform that can adapt to those individual circumstances. Oh, wow. So imagine if the interface, the content, even the language used shifted based on your specific demographics.
That's the idea.
That's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
It would be like having a virtual space that truly understands where you're coming from.
Now let's get to the heart of it. Mental health and well-being.
Okay.
The podcast asks you to rate your mental health on a scale of 1 to 10 and talk about any challenges you might be facing.
Like what?
Anxiety, stress, social anxieties.
Right, all those tough things that honestly everyone deals with at some point.
Especially young people.
And what I find really interesting is that the podcast goes a step further. It asks how you cope with those challenges,
Okay.
what tools and strategies you use, and if you feel comfortable seeking help.
I see.
This suggests that BeSpatial isn't just about providing resources, it's about understanding the barriers that prevent young people from accessing support in the first place.
That's a really good point.
Yeah.
So, for our listeners out there, what are your go-to coping mechanisms?
Yeah, think about that for a minute.
Are they healthy?
Are they effective?
Do you feel like there are resources available to you?
But maybe you're just not sure how to access them.
These are all questions that BeSpatial wants to know.
Okay, and what about VR?
That's the next part.
Okay.
Would you be open to trying VR as a tool for mental health?
That's a big question.
Yeah, because think about it.
Okay.
Guided meditations in a serene virtual landscape,
Okay.
practicing social skills in like a virtual cafe,
I could see that.
even therapy sessions with a virtual therapist.
Wow, it sounds futuristic, but I guess this is the direction technology is heading.
I know, it's wild.
What fascinates me is that VR could offer a level of anonymity and control that traditional therapy settings might lack.
Right.
You can be whoever you want to be in the virtual world.
You can experiment with different social situations without fear of judgment.
And progress at your own pace.
It's like a safe space to explore and grow.
But the key question is, would you feel comfortable with that?
And that's precisely what BeSpatial wants to know.
They're not assuming that everyone is ready to embrace VR for mental health.
They're asking for your honest feedback.
To understand what would make this technology truly effective and appealing to you.
So, have you ever tried VR before?
Yeah. What were your impressions?
Can you imagine yourself using it for something as personal as mental health support?
Now, let's shift gears a bit and talk about careers.
Here.
BeSpatial isn't just about mental health. It's about helping you thrive in the professional world as well.
Okay, I like that.
So the podcast asks about the challenges you face at work. the barriers to finding a job,
Okay.
the skills you feel you need to succeed.
This is where BSpatial starts to feel like a truly holistic platform.
Right.
It recognizes that your mental well-being and your career are deeply intertwined.
Exactly. If you're struggling with anxiety or stress, it's going to impact your work performance.
And if you're feeling stuck or unfulfilled in your career, it can take a toll on your mental health.
It's a two-way street. And I think BSpatial is trying to address both sides of that equation.
So imagine being able to practice job interviews in VR.
Oh, that would be helpful.
Getting feedback from a virtual career coach.
Okay.
Or even simulating different workplace scenarios to build your confidence.
That's amazing. It would be like having a personal career development center right at your fingertips.
And remember, BSpatial wants to know what you need.
Okay.
They're asking you to be honest about the challenges you face in the workplace.
Like what kinds of challenges?
Maybe it's feeling overwhelmed, dealing with difficult colleagues, or just not knowing where to start in your career journey.
All valid challenges.
Yeah. So what are your biggest career goals?
Yeah, what obstacles are standing in your way?
What kind of support would help you overcome those obstacles and achieve your dreams?
It sounds like they're not just building a platform, they're building a community.
Yes, a community where young people can connect, share their experiences, and support each other.
That's really powerful.
It is.
And important, especially for young people who might be feeling lost or alone.
All right, we've covered a lot of ground.
We have.
But there's still so much more to explore.
Oh, there is.
In the next part of our deep dive, we'll delve into the final questions from the Your Voice Matters podcast.
Can't wait.
These questions get even more thought-provoking.
Ooh, in what way?
Well, they ask you to envision your ideal support system.
Okay.
And how BSpatial can best help you overcome the challenges you face.
Sounds interesting. Looking forward to it. All right, welcome back to our deep dive into BSpatial. We're picking up right where we left off.
Yep. Still exploring how this VR platform wants to support young people with mental health and career development.
And of course, we're using their own podcast episode, Your Voice Matters, as our guide.
Exactly. Because it's like they're reaching out directly to you, the listener, wanting to understand your needs.
We talked about how BSpatial wants to be adaptable, right?
Mm-hmm. Recognizing that a 16-year-old in a rural area will have totally different experiences than someone older in a city.
Exactly. And we touched on how VR itself.
Oh, yeah. VR could be used for things like guided meditations or even practicing job interviews.
Exactly. Providing new ways to cope with anxiety or build those career skills.
But get ready, because the Your Voice Matters podcast takes things deeper now.
Oh, how so?
It asks about the big sources of stress in your life and what support would be most valuable to you.
Makes sense. Got to understand the problems before you can offer solutions.
It's like BSpatial is saying, okay, enough introductions. Let's get real. What keeps you up at night?
So what is the first big question they ask?
It's pretty straightforward. What are the biggest sources of stress or anxiety in your life right now?
Ooh, that's a good one. Gets right to the heart of it.
Think about it. What immediately comes to mind? Is it school, work, relationships, finances? The pressure to succeed?
So many possibilities, and it's easy to get caught up in the daily grind and not even realize what's truly stressing us out.
Exactly. This question forces you to pause and acknowledge what's really weighing on you.
No judgment, just honest reflection.
Don't be afraid to get real with yourself, because this isn't about comparing your struggles to anyone else.
It's about understanding what's true for you right now, so you can find solutions.
And here's where it gets fun.
Oh, tell me.
The podcast asks you to imagine you could design a tool to support your mental health or your career.
Whoa, so they're not even limiting it to BSpatial. They're asking for your ideal solution.
Exactly. Would it be an app, a wearable device, some VR experience, something completely different?
This is where we get to unleash our creativity.
Think big. Would your tool provide personalized guidance? Connect you with others who get it?
Would it offer resources, coping strategies, maybe even track your progress and celebrate those wins?
Let your imagination go wild. What would make this tool truly life-changing for you?
What would empower you to take control of your mental well-being and reach those goals?
And it goes beyond just giving feedback on a platform.
Right.
It's about realizing you have a voice in shaping how technology can support young people.
So powerful. And then they hit us with another thought-provoking question.
Mm-hmm. It's about existing support systems.
Oh, yeah, they ask. Do you feel like current services are designed for people like you?
That's a big one. Because so often, services are made with a one-size-fits-all approach.
And that just doesn't work. Everyone's got unique needs and preferences.
Exactly. Have you ever felt like a service wasn't really for you?
Maybe it was too impersonal, too expensive, or just didn't fit your values.
It seems BeSpatial is trying to break that mold.
Yeah, they're acknowledging that the old ways of doing mental health and career support don't always work.
Which makes this whole podcast so interesting. It's not just promotion, it's starting a conversation.
And that leads to the final question, tying it all together.
What is it?
They ask, how can BeSpatial best support you in overcoming your challenges?
So, bringing it all back to the platform itself.
Think about everything we've discussed. Your stressors, your ideal tool, the flaws of existing systems.
What features would make BeSpatial really impactful for you? What guidance, resources, connections would make a real difference? This is your chance to shape BeSpatial's future and make sure it empowers young people to thrive.
So what will it be? What future do you want for yourself and for others?
Welcome back, everyone, for the final part of our deep dive into BeSpatial.
It's been quite a journey already, hasn't it?
It has, exploring all these questions from their Your Voice Matters podcast.
Yeah, trying to get into the minds of the people behind this platform.
And thinking about how it could change the game for mental health and careers.
Lots to unpack, for sure.
We've talked about how they want to make BeSpatial adaptable.
Recognizing everyone's different, coming from different places in life.
We imagined what VR could do.
Those guided meditations, job interview practice, all that cool stuff.
And we even got critical about the support systems that are already out there.
Right. Asking if those services are really designed for young people today.
So as we wrap this up, what stands out to you the most?
I think what strikes me is how BeSpatial is flipping the script a bit. Instead of saying, here's what we think you need, they're saying, tell us what you need.
Yeah, it's like they're giving young people the power to shape this platform.
Exactly. It's a much more collaborative approach.
Recognizing that young people are the experts in their own lives.
And they have valuable insights to offer.
That's something we talk about a lot on this show, right?
It's true. Gotta listen to the people you're trying to help.
And BeSpatial seems to be taking that seriously.
And remember, it's not just about building a platform, it's building a community.
Oh, that's huge.
A space where young people can connect, support each other, learn from each other's experiences.
That's so important, especially now when so many people feel isolated.
Exactly. Imagine logging into BeSpatial and instantly connecting with people who get it.
People who can offer advice, encouragement, even celebrate your wins with you.
It's like having a built-in support system.
Accessible anytime, anywhere.
And the coolest part.
What's that?
This community could go beyond just the virtual world.
Oh, like real-world meetups.
Yeah, BeSpatial could help you connect with people in your area.
So it's like a bridge between the virtual and real-life support.
Now let's go back to something we mentioned earlier.
What's that?
BeSpatial, gathering all this information from you.
Your age, your experiences, your career goals, all of it.
And imagine them using that to create truly personalized support.
They could recommend content just for you, connect you with mentors who get you.
Even design those VR experiences to match your learning style.
It's like having a custom-designed virtual mentor.
Guiding you through challenges, cheering you on, helping you unlock your potential.
That's where the magic of BeSpatial really lies.
Using technology to create a truly individualized experience for each person.
So as we wrap up this deep dive.
Yeah, what are we leaving our listeners with?
What possibilities are swirling around in your head right now?
What questions are you still pondering?
How could BeSpatial, or ANY technology really, help you create the future you want?
Because ultimately, it's about your voice, your needs, your aspirations.
Keep those questions in mind, share your thoughts, and let's shape this future together.
Absolutely. Thanks for joining us on this journey of exploration.
We'll be back soon with another deep dive into the world of ideas and innovations.
Until then, keep learning, keep questioning, and keep dreaming big.
See you all next time.